Good afternoon. Temperatures are warming nicely across interior New York and New England today, with a good amount of sunshine across the area. Some fair weather cumulus clouds are starting to develop, especially over the higher terrain, and will mix in with the sunshine throughout the afternoon. Humidity values are low, so it's making for a comfortable day. And at the same time, some energy is diving in from southern Canada. This energy will act on what little available moisture is there and generate a few pop-up showers and maybe a burst of rain or rumble of thunder late this afternoon for just a few of us before the end of the day. These showers and storms that do pop up will diminish after sunset tonight, and skies will be partly cloudy, and it will be comfortable again overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. More sunshine for the day on Friday. Again, just a little bit of energy in the atmosphere, so a few clouds will mix in during the afternoon, but highs should once again reach into the lower and even some middle 80s. On Saturday, a low pressure wave will approach from the Great Lakes. The front out ahead of this low pressure wave will produce a round of showers early Saturday morning. Right now, the current timing will bring that front through the region later in the morning on Saturday, producing some breaks of sunshine and maybe even more abundant sunshine south of I-90. This will allow temperatures to warm into the middle 80s for daytime highs with increasing humidity. As the low pressure wave approaches, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on Saturday afternoon and into the evening hours, and some of them could be on the stronger side. Behind the system, as the energy pivots through on Sunday, we run the risk of a scattered thunderstorm, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs again in the lower to middle 80s. Lower 80s and mostly sunny skies to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough will push a cold front steadily through the Pacific Northwest and then into northern and central parts of the plains today and tomorrow. The chance of strong to severe thunderstorms will increase ahead of the front across the northern plains later today, reaching the upper Midwest and lower Great Lakes on Friday. High temperatures 5 to 15 degrees above normal are forecast across the northern and central plains ahead of the cold front. Removed from active weather systems, the interior valleys of California are expected to remain hot over the next few days where heat advisories remain in place. Meanwhile, an upper-level disturbance over Texas will gradually weaken and dissipate over the next couple of days, and this will decrease the chance of heavy rain along the Gulf Coast today. However, scattered thunderstorms will linger across the southeast and into the mid-Atlantic tonight before the front slides very slowly off the East Coast tomorrow. Florida will see fewer thunderstorms during the next couple of days, leading to daytime high temperatures close to record levels. Meanwhile, a strengthening Bermuda high will allow a Saharan dust layer to progress into the Florida Peninsula and Gulf Coast in the coming days. The main impacts of the dust will be a whitening of the sky during the daylight hours, redder sunsets, and decreased air quality. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1898, and the record low, 45, in 1979 and in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy in the mid to upper 50s tonight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy near 60 tonight. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday in the mid-80s. Just the risk of a scattered shower on Sunday, lower to mid-80s. Mostly sunny Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week in the lower 80s with a chance of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.